Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The catcher, Toby Atwell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Serena. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herm Wehmeyer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Herm Wehmeyer. And now, play ball. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat strikes out. Two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes misplays the ball. That's an error on Mixes. Kluszewski moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kluszewski moves to third. Marshall moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Klusowski scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer strikes out. One out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 1 in the game. Abrams hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Abrams, who is chasing the ball. Jeffcoat reaches third base with a triple. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wehmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Jeffcoat scores. One out. It's 2-1, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Atwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sauer moves to third. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Semenik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 1 in the game. Serena strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klusowski hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a pop-up towards third. Serena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. Rush strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixis hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. Semenik hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehmeyer takes first base on ball 4. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-2 in the game. Abrams hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Atwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Jeffcoat hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball towards left. Adcock catches it and throws to McMillan, who relays to Kluszewski to double up Hermansky. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kluszewski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Atwell hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-2 in the game. Serena hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. DeFondi now playing first base. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Adcock bunts towards the mound. Rush fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Mixis covering, double play. Two outs. Andy Seminick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seminick is 0-for-2 in the game. Seminick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-2 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-3 in the game. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Seminick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Herm Wehmeyer. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-3 in the game. Abrams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Smith now pitching. Gene Hermanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermanski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermanski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Atwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams strikes out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field. Hermanski picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hermanski. Hatton goes all the way around to score. Klusowski moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Reds, 2. Bob Borkowski pinch runs for Ted Klusowski. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Marshall is walked intentionally. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-3 in the game. Semenik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Borkowski scores. Marshall moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.